This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Tributes, you know, continue to pour in from different political parties. You know, this follows the passing of the president of the Congress of the People, Musiwa Tera Likota. So, Fifi actually, you know, had this story throughout the day yesterday. Also, our, you know, different news readers. So, it's one of the biggest stories this week, Mpo.
It is. I mean, he passed away at the age of 77, and we understand that it's after a long illness. We are paying tribute this morning and talking to political analyst and lecturer Leto Briga, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Leto. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you? And hi, good morning to your listeners as well.
Yeah, morning. Thank you. You know, you can't mention the name of the late Tera Likota without going back to 2008. As far as history is concerned, I mean, there's just that memory around that announcement of COPE being formed, and the panic that it caused, the reports that came out in the political space at that time. When you think back, was this the first breakaway party from the ANC at around that time?
I think, as you do say, like the panic and commotion that the breakaway of COPE caused, in and amongst the ANC and amongst ANC members as well, I think he is the second most highly influential breakaway that came from the ANC. Right? Remember, if you count all the breakaways, it's the PAC, it's the UDM, which was a little bit smaller because the UDM's leader also was an ANC member. And Tera Likota, I think, was the biggest and most significant breakaway, showing post-apartheid tears and fractions inside the ANC. And I think that was a really momentous moment that he brought to the fore, and his courage in doing so in the political landscape of South Africa.
Well, Lieto, let's turn our attention to the man himself. You know, and look at the work that he will always be recognized for.
Tera Likota was a very outspoken and very, very, sort of like a firebrand young man, right? Even from his early years in Kroonstad. So he's actually, his hometown is almost an hour and a few minutes away from my hometown. And so he's been known throughout his life as a person who wanted to uphold his values, always honest, even when it was not doing him very much good. That's how he got involved with the politics of the ANC and the liberation politics, that he found himself always at loggerheads with people when he tried to tell his truth to the world. And that's how he lived. Of course, like every one of us had his flaws and things we might disagree with him politically. But I think as a person, right, each one of us is a hero in our very own story, right? Everyone sees our own actions as something that's going to progress and take the whole world forward. And I think his politics were those that of a person who was really trying his best to help black South Africans and South Africans at large once the post-apartheid government came into power. I think he'll be remembered that way too.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing that's, you know, unavoidable, the obvious elephant in the room, the question of succession at the moment. I mean, COPE has really been in the background for a while now. Do you think that the party will survive his loss or this loss?
So, unfortunately, I don't think the party will, because it died an accelerated death of a liberation movement, right? Because it had no stability to begin with. And so the gathering of a party like that only holds itself or lends itself to the living of the Progressive Party. So it only exists because the ANC is there. If it can't find any other existence outside of the ANC being there, the party then dies, members turn against each other. And at the end of it, you find turmoil more than you find coalescence. And I think that COPE can't move from that point onwards because he was the North Star, right, with his kind of leadership. And it was very hard for him even to let go while others ascend to power in the party. And I think this might be the end of it seems it would be the end of him as well.
Mm. All right, well, we'll leave it here. Thank you so much for coming through and just help us pay tribute. This is political analyst and lecturer Leah Dobrigar.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.